Thank you very much. We have a special guest here today. We're going to be meeting several times. Hard to find a person that's done more for bluegrass music. And, of course, bluegrass music is the kind of thing that needs a lot done for. Yes, sir. See if he's back here, because he said he's going to let me know, and he probably doesn't know. He's a banjo player, so he... Now, does somebody, did everybody around Pete Cockendall put on their thought repellent hat or something and him get lost? Go look for him. He's been introduced. Pete! Pete! That's only half a word we know.
Cockendall's too long to chant.
Cockendall!
Cockendall! I just love show business, don't you?
One of the things that Pete's always done for bluegrass music is make the stage show so easy to present. Why, even back when he was playing with Wake Frankfield and Red Allen, Red Allen alone has done so much for medicine. He said at one time his goal was to go out with so many pigs he'd never get the swine flu. That's the only kind of thing could happen in bluegrass back in the 60s. And Wake Frankfield, he would usually get the back talk words. And then when Red and Frank would get so bad they couldn't do nothing, they'd always say, "Come on down, Pete Roberts, and tell us what we're selling today." And so he used to only be named Pete Roberts, but now he's Pete Cockendall, and he's the editor and publisher and the backbone of Bluegrass Unlimited. And this is him here, if you've never got a chance to see him. And back when we first started the Winterhawk Scholarships, he could see that we was having real aggressive ignorance in bluegrass music. And he said, "I want to do my part." And so on the very first scholarship album we made, he played a number called Shucking the Corn. So guess what the name of this number is?